Unit 5, Health, Listening 2.
Doctor, tell us, how to live long and stay healthy?
The best way to live to a truly old age is inheriting the right genes. To put it simply, if your grandparents and parents have lived long lives, you are likely to achieve a ripe old age in good condition too.
But what if they haven't?
Well, you can increase your chances of living a long life if you look after yourself properly. Keep fit, eat healthy foods, don't let yourself eat too much. To stay fit, regular exercising is a must. Yet at least 50% of those who start an exercise program drop out after a few months due to various reasons. If you consider your workouts to be a positive experience, you are more likely to enjoy practicing physical exercises, improve your fitness, lose weight, and stay active, which results in reducing cholesterol and lowers your blood pressure if you are an obese person.
We can see lots of commercials promising losing weight and getting in shape without exercising.
Don't be taken in by watching slim, fit people using those gadgets. Save your money. Nobody can promise that you'll look like a model after just 4 weeks. The process of aging is unavoidable. Nobody has ever found why we grow old. It is useful to remember that antioxidants are natural substances like vitamin C, E, and beta-carotene that fight harmful free radicals. What's more, they prevent heart disease, stroke, cancer, and other illnesses that are common among the elderly. That's why dietitians recommend fruit and vegetables.
What about smoking?
You can eat 5 portions of fruit and vegetables a day and exercise regularly and achieve next to nothing if you continue to smoke. The message that smoking is bad for you is an old one, so not everyone gives it their full attention. Most people know that smoking causes lung cancer, but it can also cause many other cancers and illnesses. Smoking kills around 114,000 people in the UK each year.
Why is that?
Cigarettes contain at least 400 toxic substances. When you inhale, a cigarette burns at 700 degrees Celsius at the tip and around 60 degrees Celsius in the core. Due to this heat, the tobacco produces various toxins which penetrate your lungs. Smoking reduces life expectancy by 7 to 8 years. Of the 300 people who die every day in the UK as a result of smoking, many are comparatively young smokers.
How old is an average person who starts smoking?
Most kids smoke their first cigarette when they are 11 or 12. For many, this first cigarette starts a lifetime of addiction to smoking. In the USA, each day, nearly 6,000 kids under 18 become regular smokers. 30% of them will become nicotine addicts.
These data are really worrying.
Teenage activists belonging to SWAT, Students Working Against Tobacco in the USA, work hard to raise their peers' awareness of the tobacco company's policy. Their advertisements are aimed at young kids to replace those smokers who die of tobacco-related diseases every year. If the situation doesn't change, an estimated 6.4 million people will die prematurely due to smoking-related diseases.
Let's hope the situation will change in the near future.